Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, I gotta go, man. Yo, the podcast, the Attic about to come on. Yo, co-producer in that cast. Yo, they be cutting it up like tight, real, son.
Good evening. It must be Wednesday night. This is co-producer about to start the premiere podcast, The Attic.
The Attic.
Weekly, we get together, son, and give you passes on.
Yo, they be bugging.
The Attic is comprised of
co-producer,
the messenger.
Yo, this nigga always talk about God.
Baby sister.
Oh, she be having
brother.
The time. Yo, this nigga, wow.
Nurse Carmen.
Yo, she come with the real.
Sister Pearl.
She know everything.
And from Florida, Sister Sunshine.
Oh, she worldwide.
Hey, listen, sit back, relax, prepare to be entertained. And just in case you're wondering, that smooth beat you hear in the background.
Yo, that's
it
that guy.
Cannot be duplicated.
Yo, this man
entertained.
Is nice.
You gotta come to Ohio,
be nice on
you. And when
you
get here, you gotta see AKA the menu.
The menu.
Let's get ready for the show.
Always keeping the tracks tight. Good evening. It's Wednesday night. It's 10 o'clock. And I've got all my family with me.
Said y'all need a new DJ. I'm your man.
You're in prison.
It's a minor challenge. You're an alcoholic.
Hey, it's the Attic. It's the Attic. Wednesday's night premiere podcast. It's worldwide. Just not recognized as such at this time. Hey, good evening, Cass. How's everybody doing this night? Tonight?
Good. I'm doing great.
Fine,
thank
it's
you.
Frog hair.
Beautiful.
Okay. Baby girl, where you at?
I'm here. Happy New Year, everyone.
Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You know,
Happy
you're
New
right.
Year,
I keep forgetting that because it's just another day sometimes, but hey, we're into a new year, 2019.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's leave all that 2018 bullshit in 2018, and then let's start a whole bunch of new bullshit for 19. But don't bring the 18 bullshit in the 19. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, you had to. Everybody have a good New Year's. Have a party. Anybody party?
Great New Year.
Oh, okay. So everybody did like me, just stayed home and read a book?
No.
Oh, what you do, Tippy?
Really?
This is PG Radio.
What happens in Cincinnati stays in Cincinnati.
Okay, it was a New Year's. It was a New Year's party. That's a good deal, man. That's a good deal. Hey, listen. Yeah, like I said, but 2019, again, I want us to have everybody. Let's all focus on being the best you that you can possibly be. And if we all focus on that, I'm serious. I think we can have a breakthrough in the world where everybody can enjoy life. You know, when we speak about enjoying life, you know, there's constitutions, amendments, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. All these articles or documents are designed so that it's designed as a reminder to us that we all have the right to pursuit of happiness. But as you know, society being what it is, we've drifted far from that. In fact, we've drifted to a realm that the nation has decided only certain people should have certain rights and be allowed to pursue, or not pursue, but achieve that higher life of luxury. Well, you know, that's going to bring me to a topic that I want to talk about briefly tonight. On the internet, I'm doing a lot of reading about the 28th Amendment, a new revolution that's supposed to be coming around. In the 28th Amendment, you know, we've got the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. I mean, they laid a foundation of the United States. Before I go any further, I just have to stop and say, if just that statement was true in itself, nothing else we're going to talk about on this show tonight matters. If those documents are true, I mean, as per written, because, see, when they were written, there was no black, no white, no male, no female. Every man, every person is what the document says. So if you read the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, I mean, we wouldn't need any of that. Well, we won't need most of it. But now when I get back to the 20th Amendment, there's a revolution coming going around that they're trying to limit or restrict some of the pay packages Congress's, some of the pay packages for Congress. It's also trying to put something in writing to stop the influence of money from just shaping people's thought process. You know, because again, if you're a candidate and you're running for an office and you've got tobacco companies, I'm just using that as an example, willing to donate $5 or $6 million to your campaign. Well, whether you like tobacco smoking or not, you're going to, and you might not outright do it, but that's going to be part of what you stand for. So when we talk about the 28th Amendment, they're trying to limit the influence of money in politics and return to at least a more control of the federal government to the people. Again, it sounds funny that the I'm still in a moment here, that the 28th Amendment sounds real similar to my 180-degree new direction concept I'm introducing to mail handlers in the post office. Again, giving the power back to the people. And you know, we're supposed to be a government of the people. But think about this. Do you really think, and again, we might be wrong, but I'm just going on opinion. Do you really think that your representative, and let's bring it down to your local representative, give a damn about what you think and what you feel? Do you think that if you were to contact one of them with a concern, that it doesn't matter if they settled their concern, but do you think you would be satisfied with the manner in which they investigated? And that's a question I want to ask. Are you satisfied with your representative? Well, it's not satisfied. Do you think they represent you?
Well, I think on the local, they try to represent you on the local. But when it comes to the federal part of it, like the congressman and stuff of that nature, like if you was to call your congressman right now and tell him about a issue or something that you might have here in Patterson or something like that, they'll try to do a little something. They will. It's just the bigger stuff that they're not going to mess with, because then it's you against the almighty dollar. But they're going to try and help you with little local issues and stuff of that nature. I've had experience with them where they have actually reached out and tried to do something. But once again, like I said, on the local level, but something major, then they've got to weigh you against the almighty dollar.
Because that dollar, you know, and again, it makes people make decisions that they really don't support for that dollar. And again, just the thought of, on a real level, just the thought that we need a law to regulate our moral compass lets you see how far gone this shit really is.
Well, it's been gone for a long time. Plus, one of the things you have to understand is in Congress, 3/4 of Congress's time is spent raising money. 3/4 of their time is actually spent on the phones calling people trying to get money.
Well, And you know, this is the, you know, I just want to read something else here for a minute. Excuse me, I got a little mixed up. You know, it will be hard to find anyone these days who believes that the government established by the Constitution to promote the general welfare is of, by, or for the people. Again, that was a phrase from Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. Who believes that exists anymore? And again, when Lincoln raised his ass, wrote that, he wasn't thinking about everybody. But the words apply to everybody. And if we apply them to everybody, then again, that's a beautiful document.
I believe that to be true as well. I also believe that the new class of congressmen, especially in the Democratic Party right now, that are coming in, because if you'll see the diversity, and I think right now they're freshmen, and you know how you are when you're a freshman, you don't really know the goings on, so you come in with all these bright ideas. But the class that just came in right now, I think that they have real intentions of making a difference for the better for the people. I think.
Well, now and again, this is where, you know, we kind of dip back. So, and again, I'm just really talking about one aspect of this 28th Amendment revolution with respect to money coming in, influencing government. Again, it's a little larger than that. But then we go back to, you know, across party lines and demographics. Most people feel that our supposed democracy is now an oligarchy, largely run by wealthy and powerful people and corporations controlling government to serve their own interests, not ours. Surveys find that trust in government is at a historic low. And again, it's to the point where most of the time people don't even follow politics. And I got to tell you, up until about 5 years ago, when I said people, I was in that group of people. I'm talking about people. So, again, and even like the new freshmen coming in, you coming in there, you know, full of piss and vinegar, right up until, I say like from Eddie Murphy movie Head of State, right up until one of them cattle dealers, the wrestlers, the cattle, the bronco people, the meat steers, follow with me, today offer you $300,000 to start a fund that you can use at your leisure. See, that makes you think different. Then what starts to happen is you start to think, well, hell, everybody else up here doing that, and you start to do it, and guess what? We got that same bullshit all over again, unless they fight that urge to take that money, and that's a hard urge to fight, especially when it's legitimate, you know, through a couple of loopholes, but it's legitimate money.
Well, yeah, as I was stating, that's what the system is set up for. Like I said, they come in, and I think 3 out of the 4 days that they're actually working, they spend that time on the phones. So until we're able to get, as you was talking about the 28th Amendment, until we're able to get some of this money out of politics, it's never going to change.
You know, when we talk, it's not going to change, but, you know, they're making efforts at changing. I'm just going to slide over just for a second when we start talking about just enlarging the scope of the conversation, not from just political campaign money, but, you know, in the Congressional Reform Act of 2011. I'm just going to read some to you just to show you how we try to limit and put some kind of control and restraints on Congress. You know, again, 12 years only. You can only have a 12-year limit. Now, they didn't say 12 straight. Any combination of 12, and that's between the House and the Senate. You can do 2 6-year in the Senate, 2 6-year in the House. So you can't go over 12 years. But then they back that up with you can't. There's no such thing as tenure. Or a pension. A congressman collects a salary while in office and receives no pay when they are out of office. Now, I didn't know that. I thought that congressmen retired and got a pension. Was I the only one? Everybody knew congressmen didn't get a pension?
No, I am with you.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
so
I'm still. I read an article just the other day that all they have to do is serve their first term. They serve their first term and they retire with they serve one term and they retire with full benefits.
See, and again, that's what I read, and that's why when I started reading this article pertaining to the Congressional Reform Act of 2011. Now, again, unless they reform this act, you know, maybe I'm not up to date on it, but I'm reading right from the article. And it says a congressman collects a salary while in office and receives no pay when they are out of office. Congressmen are participants in Social Security. Now, listen to this. All right, congressman participation in Social Security. All funds in the congressional retirement funds move to the Social Security system immediately. All future funds flow into the Social Security system, and Congress participates with the American people. Now, yeah, this I must have some outdated information. I must have some outdated information because that's not what's happening right now. Congress can purchase their own retirement plans, you know, just like any and every other American. Congressmen will no longer vote themselves a pay raise. Now, you know, just the fact that just think about that. We're going to vote on a pay raise. Who in their right mind, I don't care how much money you're making, I don't care how much you think you don't need a raise, who would ever vote against a pay raise? So I'm sure every time they went on the floor for a pay raise, that should have been 100-0 vote. But it's just crazy that they had the right to do that.
Exactly.
Again, they had to lose their current healthcare system once you go into the Senate or the House. They must equally abide by all laws. I need a reform act to tell a congressman that you are subject to the same laws as everybody else. Oh, and here's one. All contracts with past and present congressmen are void. So the Congressional Reform Act of 2011, and again, this sounds so outdated and analog that I'm going to apologize in advance for not having the most recent. But if this is the most recent, then wow, we are way far from center. Way far from center. And when we talk about, I don't even know how we're going to get back to center. I don't even know how we're going to get back to center. What we got, my man in the White House. Everybody is aware, and I know you're aware, that we're in the middle of a partial government shutdown. Everybody aware?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. And the bullshit about the shutdown is it's over a wall. That's the crazy part.
That we shouldn't even be responsible for having the bill, yeah, right?
Exactly. Now let me tell you, I had an opportunity to go on an interview, but you know my license wasn't right, so I couldn't be one of the microphones in the front, so I was sneaking on a CNN interview, and I got a little clip that I want to share with the cast tonight. What's going on tonight?
Tonight, with no end to the government shutdown in sight,
the United States needs a physical barrier.
After President Trump rejected an offer his own vice president and chief of staff floated to Democrats just last week, a deal that would include $2.5 billion for border security, about half of what he's asking for.
No, not 2.5, no. We're asking for 5.6.
No 2.5.
And, you know, somebody said 2.5.
You're a little short. I go on the street.
Look.
A bill here, a bill
there.
This
is national security.
I get the money
about.
For you, man.
That's a proposal Democrats later turned down. But the president's comments at his cabinet meeting setting the tone for his sit-down with Democratic and Republican leaders from both the House and the Senate this afternoon, where no progress was made.
We had a long discussion. The president asked us to come back on Friday.
Democrats emerging from the meeting to announce they'll bring bills that would reopen the government to the House floor tomorrow. Though it won't make much of a difference,
no
since Senate Majority
say,
Leader Mitch McConnell has vowed not to bring a vote in the Senate unless the president has endorsed it.
I said, Mr. President, give me one good reason why you should continue your shutdown.
of the eight cabinet
departments.
While we are debating our differences on Homeland Security. He could not give a good answer.
A Hill source familiar with the meeting calling it, quote, more of a White House stunt than a serious attempt to have a discussion, as Trump spent the morning claiming Mexico is paying for the wall through the recently renegotiated trade
Mexico
deal with
said,
Canada and Mexico.
I'm not going to pay for the wall. I'm not
going to
pay for it, man. You want a fucking wall? You build the fucking wall. I'm not going to pay for it.
Trump falsely claiming much of the wall has been built when, in fact, none of it has. The president's cabinet meeting turning into
say
a nearly two-hour affair after he spent the holidays virtually alone.
I was all by myself in the White House. It's
just
a
me.
Big, big house.
Nobody else.
Except for all the guys out on the lawn with machine guns. Nicest machine guns ever.
Trump starting the new year surrounded by a new staff, as seven of the 21 cabinet positions are now filled by deputies or acting officials,
nobody
including the
work
chief
for
of staff, attorney general, and defense secretary. The president falsely stating today that he fired his former Pentagon chief, James Mattis.
As you know, President Obama fired him.
Yo, won't you let Obama be?
I want results.
Mattis reminded in protest over the president's sudden decision to withdraw troops from Syria, saying as much in a scathing resignation letter that sources said Trump didn't realize was so critical. He blasted the retired general today.
But General Mattis was so thrilled.
Fuck that bullshit, man.
Yeah,
what's he done for me? How has he done?
What have you done for me over here?
You've
done nothing for me.
Trump, who didn't serve in the military but prides himself on being surrounded by generals, adding,
I think I would have been a good general, but who knows?
Though that's far from the president's only feud in Washington, with incoming Senator Mitt Romney telling CNN's
Yo, I just had to play that as we talk about the. I know it was a bit long, but it was.
Huh? Yeah, it was.
Yo, did that nigga say he was like Macaulay Culkin? He was home alone.
Yeah, that's what he said, man. He said it was nobody in the White House but just him. Nobody but him. But yeah, but I don't know, man. I mean, so what do you think? You think they should give them money for the wall? What should we do with that? How are we gonna handle this? Everybody suffer?
No,
or what's
no.
Let's get Mexico to pay for it, like you said.
I mean, that's what he campaigned on, the fact that he was going to do this, get this wall, and Mexico was going to pay for it. Isn't that what he campaigned on?
That's what he said.
And now he wants the people to pay for it just so he can have some kind of symbol to say he got something done at our expense. I think not.
Here's the thing, people. He's not even building no wall. He's just talking. He got money if he really wanted to start building the wall. You heard him say the wall is almost finished. They fixing some broken parts of the stuff that's already been up there. He's not really trying to build no wall. That's just all for argumentative sake and so that he could have his way. But he's not interested in building no wall. He really isn't. It's just something for confusion and chaos. We talking about a wall, and we ain't talking about Mueller on his ass. That's what it's all about.
So you say don't give him the money? That's all I'm saying. Everybody shut down until this wall. Because listen to me, and I hope I'm wrong, but I bet you he
going to
get.
Excuse me one second. Didn't he tell Schumer and Nancy in the White House a couple of weeks ago that he would own this, that he would take on this this shutdown?
Well, that was in the interview, but he changed that. Yeah, so it was he was just talking. Yeah, he was just talking, because as soon as he left that interview, first thing he said was, I'm gonna blame it on the Democrats because you won't give me what I want.
Mm-hmm.
But
he's
now,
a great
but,
negotiator. He needs $5 billion, and he negotiating, but he ain't taking nothing less than $5 billion. He don't want no wall. He ain't trying to negotiate nothing. He's just talking.
But
and we
but
following
I'm saying,
him up.
Okay, so here's what I'm putting to you. And again, you got to remember, we're not talking about a real presidential type guy over here. I'm saying, you call that man to the you bring him over to the restaurant, you sit him at a table, and you tell him, look, not 5-6. Look, I give you $6 billion, but you give me your phone and all your ink pens. Okay. you can talk all you want, but you can't call nobody, and you can't sign nothing, man, for the rest of your term. And I'll give you $6 bill. Now, how's that sound, Mr. President? Since you were a negotiator, because again, it sounds crazy for $3 billion. The whole government got to get shut down. I mean, he playing a con game that it's some bullshit, but I see he got the upper hand.
But I say he doesn't. Start holding him accountable for this stuff that he's saying. You got him right on tape. Start holding him accountable for some of the stuff that he's saying.
What he's working on is just what you said, what you just said, that he got us where he wants us. He really does it because, yes, these people need to get back to work and the government needs to flow, but Trump never cared about the government anyway. So if
I understand
it shuts
that.
Down, he don't care.
Thank you. So he don't get hurt by that, but there's a whole lot of people that's going to get hurt. Again, you know, you talk about maybe they manage their money right, and they could probably go 4 or 5 months without going to work. But when that crunch starts to hit, if it lasts that long, they're going to get that, man.
And most of them people can't go 1 month, bro.
When you was giving them the benefit of the doubt, right?
Yeah.
When those people start missing that paycheck and they start getting on the news talking about they can't make their mortgage payments, for those co-payments for health insurance and all that, that's when it's going to come back to bite them in his ass.
No, it ain't going to bite him in his ass because he don't care. It's going to come back and hurt the people.
He don't care, but it's still going to come back on him because he the one that – this is why
right.
we're here, because of him.
It'll come back on him and Mitch.
That's why the Republican Party needs to step up and check him on this instead of him trying to put this in the Democrats' lap. The rest of these Republicans need to step up and check him.
Well,
see, they're scared of the base. Now, just as soon as they figure out when they can get him and that base won't be behind them, that's when they're going to get a backbone and come after him. But right now, they ain't going to do that.
Well, let me say this. And again, I want to go on record as many times as I possibly can. That's some bullshit about building a damn wall. But we've spent far greater dollars on far greater bullshit. That's all I'm saying. Before we just shut it down and get everybody affected by this nonsense. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we spent billions of dollars I'm sure if you did the research, we spent billions of dollars on crazier shit than building a wall.
We just gave them $1 trillion, bro. The Republicans $1 trillion. And then all of this, who do you think is paying this money back, bro? So in the grand scheme of things, exactly. So in the grand scheme of things, the $5 billion is absolutely nothing. But as they said in Friday, it's the principality, Smokey.
didn't he say
he doesn't even care anything about the deficit because it won't be his problem? Didn't he say he doesn't even care about that?
Listen, that man is the elected leader. That man ain't no president. That man don't know nothing. I know it was a double negative, but no, he don't know nothing about what he's doing. And the sad part is, he don't care that he don't know. He's not trying to learn. Everybody, the world is looking at him trying to be a president, and he's just being Donald Trump, man. He said, I'm older now.
But the Republicans have always been sticklers about the deficit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like they have blown it through the roof.
Because they're scared of that man.
Just to set the record straight, they only care about the budget when the Democrat is in office. Every time they get in office, they run the deficit up, and the Democrats got to bring it back down. They always talk that junk about being deficit and all of that. And when they get in office, they run it crazy with those tax breaks and stuff like that. And the Democrats got to come and bring it under control. And then they get the office back and they run it back up again. So once again, it's that hype that they talking. All of this stuff that Donald Trump is doing, they do it. They doing it because that's what the Republicans want. And what's going to happen now, as I said, with that new party that's coming in here, things is going to change. It's a slow change, but things are going to change. Because they just can't, the United States cannot continue on this path.
No, that's why
and
you got to,
people,
you know,
we waking
time,
up.
Why you got 4-year term. I think, again, we're going to be in bad shape. We're going to be like that boxer, beat the hell up, but, you know, put a little cold steel on the bumps, and we're going to be all right when the swelling go down. But we're going to swell, though. Yeah, we're going to swell. But again, getting back to the shutdown, so everybody just hold their ground? Because he said, if I don't get the 5-6, don't even talk to me. Now, I'm sure when they hit him with about a little over 4, but they're going to go up from the 2.5. Right now, they offered him $2.5 billion. He was like, no, I didn't tell you 5-6.
Nancy said he ain't getting a dime for the wall. That's what Nancy said.
Okay, and again, like I said, a responsible citizen, you're damn right, he shouldn't get a dime for the wall. But I'm saying, is that $3 million worth what we're going to put in all these folks at the government shutdown? That's my real question. And again,
Didn't they offer him something before and he turned it down?
Yeah, because
didn't the Democrats make an offer to him before and he turned it down?
Because they made an offer to him, but the offer that they made, he said he couldn't accept it because then it would make him look foolish.
Right.
Well, the people on Fox told him not to accept it, right?
Right, yeah. Offer was vote.
Because that's who's running the country. The people on Fox News is the ones who's running the country.
Right now, yeah.
Ridiculous.
They offered him $1.5 billion, but that was for to get him, you know, like the scuba gear, the helicopters and all that stuff, Manny. It was to get him all that stuff, and he didn't want that because he wanted a wall.
See?
Like that little Scarface introduction of it.
Yeah, I got you, man. He said, because they got the radars for the helicopters and stuff. I got you, man.
Right.
so everybody decides, damn you, we just going to hold our ground. Because let me tell you something. If 45 is the 45 that I think he is, I don't think it would bother him to ride out the rest of his term with the folks not at work. And watch this. And then turn around and brag how much money he saved the government. Because he's a different kind of guy, I'm saying. He's a different kind of guy.
I think the IRS is tied up in that 25% too. Like, I don't think people's returns are going to be affected.
But watch this, though.
And there's going to be some very upset people, not just the people that are going to work. Those people depend on those little couple of $1,000 and that earned income credit and all that other stuff.
No, and I get that, but I still maintain that when the public cry out loud enough, I don't think it bothers him. I think he's special like that. What his game plan is his game plan. And who gets hurt?
No, but I don't think he's going to be the one that gives in, is what I'm saying. I don't think
he's going to be the one that gives in. He's going to get his wall.
They're going to give in when all those people start making all that noise in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but he ain't getting a wall. What's going to happen is the Republicans is going to put some pressure on him, and they're going to make it seem like something was done, but he ain't getting that wall.
Watch this. By the time they contract and get all that stuff done, hopefully he won't be the president anymore. And I say hopefully. But if he get another term, the wall's going up. Right now, I think they filibustered or bullshitted long enough that even if they gave him the money right now, there's no way that wall's going to get built during his presidency. And if it's not completed when he's out of office, that shit ain't going no further. It ain't going no further.
That's why he ain't getting the money.
Again, but I, like I
honestly,
said,
Even if
he's
even
just
if
playing
they
a
gave
game
him the $5 billion, he's not building a wall. That's what he's doing. He's playing a game. Even if they gave him $5 billion right now, he is not building a wall. He's already got like $1.5 billion, and he hasn't begun to erect any kind of new wall. They've done some repairs and stuff on the old, but he hasn't even begun. He's just wagging the tail. That's all he's doing, and we're following him up.
But think of even during his campaign, when he campaigned that Mexico was going to build that wall. I mean, anybody anybody should see that and say, man, how in the hell you going to get them to build a wall to keep them out when they're desperately trying to get in? See, that math didn't add up to start with. But we keep talking about, somebody got to slow him down.
When you're racially motivated, you can believe stupid stuff like that.
Well, okay. And again, that happens a whole lot every day in our nation's capital. So that ain't hard to even comprehend. Like I said, somebody's got to slow him down. And as I said in the earlier part, right now, I don't know how long he can last in the fight. But right now, the number one contender and the heavy for the Republicans going up for the belt is Mitt Romney. Yeah, Mitt used to be a. Saying that Mitt used to be a governor.
Only one.
Senator. Go ahead, talk to me now.
Only one that can slow Trump down right now. That heavyweight go by the name of Nancy.
Well.
That's the only one that can slow him down. Go by the even Chuck can't really mess with him. Chuck riding Nancy coattail.
Yeah.
Nancy is the only one that can slow him down.
Well, listen.
Mitt just talking. Just remember all of that stuff that Mitt talked about him. Mitt was going to be his Secretary of State. He came in there all humble. He was going to take the job as his Secretary of State until Donald seen he was a puppet and said, "Get out of here, man."
Well,
so Mitt just talking just like the rest of them.
Well, listen, I caught up with Mitt earlier this afternoon. Go get him, Mitt.
Read the title of Mitt Romney's opinion piece that he wrote. The president shapes the public character of the nation. Trump's character falls short. It's
He's
a big
a
piece
bad
that he's
guy.
In the Washington Post.
He gets the gas face. So Mitt ain't playing. So Mitt Romney is coming to Washington swinging right now. Now, like I said, I don't know if he's a contender. You think so?
What was all hype?
Well, let me tell you about the hype game. Ain't nobody else hyping it up. So even if it is a hype game, who making noise like that? Who probably is speaking out against 45?
Blake. It's like two or three others, but they're not running for Congress anymore. But Blake been speaking out for the last 6 months. But every time something came up, he voted for him. And that's just what Mick going to do.
And that's
you can talk all you want, but if you're going to back them, what good is the talk?
Well,
and that's what they've been doing. They talk against him periodically, but they back everything that he do.
But see, now, again, this is what I'm hoping. And again, I'm not a Mitt Romney supporter. I'm more of a Donald Trump non-supporter. But if Mitt Romney comes in trying to, and again, all his moves are calculated to get his ass into that job in the next election. Best believe that. But if he come in and start showing leadership, as far as, come on, man, y'all know there's some bullshit. Who gonna stand with me? They'll cross over. Because right now, the only leader they have is Trump. When Paul was in there, Paul had his own agenda, and Paul wasn't really trying to tie ass with 45. So that's why he just bowed out. But again, Mitt coming in and talking shit.
Hey,
and, you know, everybody might think shit. Everybody might think shit, but ain't nobody talking shit.
Hey, he might talk shit, but he still got to get past Depp the Dog. And Depp the Dog ain't letting nobody do nothing. Unless he get okay from Trump. And you know who Deputy Dog is, right?
That's Mitch, man.
No, tell him. Hey, baby boy, tell him who Deputy Dog is.
Who's who is Deputy Dog? What's his name? I forgot his name.
Who's in charge of the Senate?
What's his name? McConnell.
That's who it is. And you can't get Nick can come in and talk about all he wants.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Hold on. If you notice McConnell, you might say something that makes you think that he's going against the president, but then he turns right around and go right along with the bullshit. That's the game. That's the whole game there. You say a little something, and then you turn around and go right along with him.
That's what they all do.
No, but I see Mitch McConnell. Everybody know Mitch going to fall on swords for him. Mitch going to say controversial bullshit in the media because he plays that media game. But anybody at any time believe when Mitch McConnell go against 45, then it's a new day. But right now, he'll fall on swords.
Exactly.
But
if
all
he
I'm saying is
until the people start getting on him.
There you go.
That's when he's going to turn. Right now, he's just playing both sides of the fence.
And like Sunshine said, when them tax returns can't get processed, what's it? And them folks need that return. Oh, that's when the voices get a little louder. Now people's job get in jeopardy. So now we got to make moves now.
Because believe it or not, the people that work for the government, Donald Trump, you think those are mostly Democrats.
It don't matter to him.
Yeah,
it don't matter to him. Hey, but listen, I don't want to spend all day on 45. We could spend way more time on it. But hey, let's start a new segment. Being black got my ass beat or got me arrested in what shape, form, or fashion? This week, Cass.
Wait, let me go first. Me first.
Well, go ahead. Go ahead, Tippy.
Being black got me arrested. No, I'm just playing.
Man, that's gonna be a new segment.
That's gonna be a new story.
I didn't hear you.
That would be a good story.
Oh, yeah. We're going to start a new segment every week. We're going to call it Being Black Got My Ass Beat or Got Me Arrested This Week. Hey, baby girl, can you think of any stories that being black got somebody jammed up this week?
I have one.
Go ahead.
There was an incident in St. Petersburg, Florida, and I don't know, it was a video going around online. And the young lady was working at McDonald's, and her and a Caucasian customer were getting in an argument about something related to the order. And he reached over the counter and, like, to grab her shirt. And she started hitting him, like, trying to get him off of her. And, like, but she was, like, giving it to his ass. But then, I was a little bit upset because the coworkers were kind of standing there for a minute or two, and then they came to help her. And, like, one pulled her off of him, and then the other one pulled him off of her, you know, separated them. But then the manager, I couldn't tell if he was white or Latin, but he, like, tried to push her away towards the back, and she was, like, really, you know, very upset. And the customer was screaming, oh, I want her arrested. I want her fired, and da-da-da. And she was like, you grab me, because he clearly grabbed her first. And then the manager picked up his receipt to try and find out what order he was having and still try to continue with his order and find out what the issue was.
That manager said, I'm sales-driven. But listen,
I would have gave that round to her because she did fuck him up.
She did beat that ass.
I mean,
he was appalled. Like, he was appalled that he wanted her fired immediately when he, you know, reached out towards her.
He got arrested.
They don't know. They didn't say anything about the end result yet.
I would have
tried to get her arrested too. If I'd have came in there all big and bad and she ended up whipping my ass, I'd have tried to flip the script too.
See, watch this though.
She was throwing blows at that ass though. It was
if that was me, whatever they gave me, I just would have took it and slinked out the door and said,
when I seen that video, I said, there's no way that lady ain't spent hours in the gym. Cause, she was giving him like multiple 2 and 3 pieces, yo.
Yeah.
And she was throwing it with quickness and
with force.
But watch this, though. Here go the part of the video that most people miss. And I'm just saying, it was pointed out to me that the cat at the register, he was Metro. He was a happy type person. He was, you know, he was.
How do you know that?
Look at the video. I'm just saying. Wait a minute. Now I'm breaking it down. So when he grabbed that girl, he thought it was girl grabbing girl. He didn't. He or she still got that ass whipped, but if you look at that video, you know, it changes from...
You are ignorant.
You watch it. When you watch that video again, you tell me I ain't right. He thought, watch this, they thought they were just grabbing each other. That's all that was. You watch it again.
But my thing is, getting bolder and bolder. They're getting so much bolder and bolder. It's coming from calling the police, cussing you out. Now he literally reached across the counter to grab this woman.
Nobody wants to listen.
What?
Huh? People are getting bolder and bolder with their shit.
Yeah.
Okay. I need another.
Baby bro, can you say that one more time?
White people are getting bolder with their shit.
What? So only white.
I don't mean
people
that in a racist way, but it is racist the way they're doing it.
Okay.
So I need another story of being black. Got my ass whipped, got me arrested.
Well, he ain't get arrested, though, but a black guy in Portland, Oregon, he was in a hotel. You was there illegally.
That was there.
And you was on the phone with your mother, and the security guard came up and told you to leave, and they called the cops. And they actually, the cops came, and they actually had him go to his room, get his stuff, and leave, because the security guard said he was trespassing. That's what I mean by getting bolder and bolder, just calling out fake shit.
Well, if he had a room, he was illegally, why would they make him leave? I don't understand.
Because they were saying because he wouldn't leave the lobby, that after being asked to leave the lobby, he was kicked out of the hotel. And the fact that he remained, he was trespassing on the property.
But he had a room there. And then the cops said,
at the time.
They ain't no better because.
But what's the justification asking him to leave the lobby if he has a room there? You
because
can't make
he was
me
on
the
phone in the lobby, and they were asking him. He was on the phone. He went to a concert. That's why he went there. And he was on the phone talking to his mother because his mother had called him, and he didn't answer the phone during the concert. And they were asking him to prove the room number that he was in. And he just said some number, and the security guard was asking him to show his key. And he was shooing the security guard away. Like, you know, I'm on the phone. I'll talk to you later. But then here you go, the manager sitting there and called the police during this whole situation. At the same time, there were other guests at the hotel walking back and forth. So after he got the phone, he told the security guard, why are you just asking me? Why are you not asking anyone else who's walking back and forth? And by that time, the police came. And then the manager had kicked him out of the hotel because he didn't comply with the request of, you know, showing the card and, you know, proving who he was. By the time he said, the police got there saying he was being a nuisance in the hotel. And that's when they asked him to leave.
Wow.
Hey, they didn't give him his money back.
No. Really?
No, they didn't give him his money back.
Damn. Mm.
So, that... all he was doing was in the lobby.
In the lobby, talking to his mother on the phone.
Oh, he was on the phone. Oh, I see. Oh, he was on
the phone. He was on the phone talking to his mother.
You can't be in the line. No, they should have got him out of there. He was on the phone? No, that's a damn shame. That's a damn shame, though. But you know what? Hey, we're getting better.
Wow.
That's crazy. Every week we can come up with stories about shit that happened to you solely because you are black. We might have to expand this to shit that happened to me because I was Korean.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying. What shit that happened to me? Wait a minute, hold on. Shit that happened to me because I was Mexican. Yeah, they would probably go, that group would run neck and neck in the race. We start talking about shit that happened to you just because. Hey, but
Even show examples of stuff that doesn't happen to them. Like there was an incident, there was a high speed chase. I think it was in Texas, and the gentleman had just shot his child mother on a supposed to be a custody transfer. They had met in Walmart or something like that, and they knew he was armed, and he had the kid in the car, and he took him on a high speed chase. Finally pulled over. He still had the gun. They're sitting there with assault rifles, everything pointed at the car, asking him nicely to please come out the car. Surrender. It's not worth it. You had so much to live for. The female officer goes to the other side of the car, takes the kid out of the car, and then he puts the gentleman in the car, puts the gun to his head. They're still asking him very nicely to get out of the car. This went on for a few minutes until he finally gave himself up and they arrested him, unharmed.
You know what's messed up about that story is you can't even really appreciate that great bit of police work. You can't even appreciate, again, that great police work that took place there, because you know if this table had been turned, there'd have been
turned,
a
been shot.
And the kids. They'd have killed the kids, too.
They would have shot him right in front of that kid. They shot that man in front of his kid and what you call it. Yeah.
And that's a shame that our society is like, again, because the fact that 5-0 rolled up on you and talked you out. Huh?
He wasn't a person of color? Is that what you're saying?
No, he was white.
Exactly.
It's the stuff
saying
that doesn't happen to you when you're not.
Sister Sunshine flipped it because she worldwide. She flipped the script. She gave us another version of that. And I'm just commenting on that. And you know what? That driver of that car did nothing special. He didn't ask for anything special. Again, who said that? Who said that P word? Privilege, and that's what makes that. Again, privilege is something you ain't got to ask for, because he didn't do anything. But had he been of any, and again, with Lil Melon in his skin, he'd have lit that car up.
Outcome.
And again, that's what makes it hard. For if that gentleman in that scenario, when he tell that story to people, if he telling it to the wrong people, they're going to look at him like he crazy. And he going to be thinking, that was a great thing they did. Yeah, to you. But if that was me, my whole family would be in hard bottom shoes with a suit on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just the movement alone from the gun from the side to his head, he would have been shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And again, maybe, and I'm never saying that anybody is justified in shooting another person, but maybe that might have been just a little more justifiable than if he had on some Nikes and was running in the opposite direction. I'm just saying maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So they use their police training and skills to negotiate that situation perfectly. Damn it, why you can't do it every time? That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Amen.
That's all I'm saying. All right.
Wow.
Hey, it's 2019. Hey, police going to get it right. they going to get it better. You can't go from 0 to 100 real quick unless you Drake. But they're going to get it better. keep up.
That's what they said in 1969.
Uh-huh. What, they're going to get it better?
Yeah.
No. They still trying.
Yeah,
but again,
how long is it going to take to get this shit together, though?
It's going to take a little longer. It's going to take a little longer. Maybe a lot longer than we expected. But,
so
at some point.
There's going to be a lot more casualties then. Casualties of the war?
Yes, collateral damage will be great, sir. Collateral damage will be great, man. But without struggle, there can be no progress, man. Without struggle, there can be no progress.
We can make it sooner. We can get them to tune into the messenger Thursday nights at 10 o'clock.
I hear that.
I thought it was Thursday at 1 o'clock on Washington Avenue.
That protest already passed. We have to rearm ourselves.
I can stand out there every week.
Right now, that's baby boy in the revolution.
Right, I'm out there every week.
They say the revolution will not be podcasted.
He said,
"I'm ready to set it off, man." we don't want you. Not yet. We're gonna hold you for a minute, man.
That's the thing. Now people just march all peacefully. When you protest now, you got to act up to let them know you mean business.
Mm.
Or ain't nothing gonna happen. And most importantly, when you start to burn shit, don't burn shit in your own neighborhood. Go to where the motherfuckers live at and burn their shit. They'll wake them up.
Well, how about if we do this? How about if we contact our Congress people and file petitions for?
That shit ain't gonna do no good.
How about we do that? Yes, that's what I'm gonna say. Yeah, you know what? Because listen, when you start to tear up neighborhoods, this is shit that you gotta live in. That's not smart.
Don't tear up your own neighborhood.
Then you go into jail. You go to jail.
I'd rather lose people like that, what I'm saying, than getting somebody shot. Yeah, some people might go to jail.
No, you start going in.
You're doing it for a good cause.
And don't get me wrong. I hear you. I guess you got to give up something if you got to give up something if you want to get some. But
you see, when shit go down and we burn up shit in our own neighborhood. Then when you turn around, you got to go to the store. Now you got to go to the store where? The next town over and shit, because you done burnt up shit in your own neighborhood.
That's what I'm saying. Leave all that burning shit alone.
To the corner store, but no, now you done burnt that shit down. It ain't there no more.
Okay, we're on the same page. Let's leave the burning alone in all neighborhoods, and let's fight a different fight. We can protest and we can match might with might or match wit with wit. But I'm just saying, unless you punch me in my face, then I have no plans on punching you in your face. But if you punch me in my face, then we're going to visit that video that we talked about today. And I'm going to act like you grabbed my arm.
Well, there you go. Unleash the ninjas. So it's kind of like just getting on that real quick about the Mexicans with the that lettuce. What is that?
Romaine lettuce.
I'm saying. See what I'm saying? See, that could be who was that? George Lopez. What he was saying about them, using the bathroom or whatever, and not washing their hands and handling that lettuce. Yeah,
yes,
remember,
sir.
They're out there in the field, and they pick it.
So you think they said no shitty lettuce on purpose?
Yes.
There you go.
Hey, but think about it, though. But now, watch this. You mess with my opportunity to come to America. And I know some people that gave Indians blankets with smallpox in it. Maybe they learned some things from our history. I'm just saying. Hey, but listen, that's about our time for tonight. Thank you for tuning in to The Attic every Wednesday night, 10 o'clock. It's the premier podcast. Tell a phone, tell a friend, tell everybody that The Attic is on at 10. Hey, good night, everybody. And Cass, let's get our good nights in.
Good night, everybody.
Later.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
The Messenger The Messenger Thursday, 10 a.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. Tune in. 10 p.m. Tune in or
I'm
tune out.
I'm looking for a bunch of ninja assassins for the revolution.
Hey.
Down
on and I just want to give a big shout out to my dog. We call him Smitty Smith. I see you popped up on the radar, man. Hey, mad love to you, Smitty.
All right, man. Back at you.
All right. Appreciate you, brother. Hey, good night, everybody.
Good night.
All right. Good night.